WSAU.com.
Welcome to Thursday's program, 11 minutes after 5 a.m., and I have to tell you, I'm a little disappointed.
Disappointed by what? What could possibly disappoint you on it?
You wanted to see me come back to the radio station missing shoes or a shirt, or that I had to sell plasma to get back home.
That is precisely right. I was hoping that Chris would come into the studio with disheveled, you know, like a 3 or 4 day beard, missing a tooth.
Tattoo.
A face tattoo. A face tattoo. Yeah. You know what? Any tattoo. Maybe that tribal thing on the neck would have been fine. Or a dolphin on his wrist.
Yeah.
Anything. Uh-huh. Missing a shoe.
At least married.
How do you go to Vegas? You know, that look. I just saw that look on his face, like, shut your pie hole. Something had to have. I mean, was there.
Tell me what the odds of this are happening.
Okay.
Now, I've talked before on the air about my two horse racing uncles. They are breeders and owners from Oklahoma.
A fine, fine hobby.
And you do nothing but lose money when you own horses.
Sure.
So you need a real business to support that other business.
Right.
And they own a group of pizza stores in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. And so that's their business that supports their business that loses money.
All right. If I'm ever in that area, I'm going to ask where they are and say, hey, Conley told me to stop by for a free pie.
We are on the shuttle bus coming back from downtown Las Vegas, coming back from Fremont Street.
Mm-hmm.
I love Fremont Street.
I do, too.
I'm wearing my WSAU polo shirt. It's the only thing that would identify me as who I am.
Don't tell me you got recognized.
My uncle is sitting next to me on the shuttle bus from and says, Chris, look, I'm in Vegas. No one knows who I am.
Exactly.
Chris. It's my uncle and my cousin.
And you didn't know they were going to be there?
Who are in town for the Las Vegas International Pizza Show.
That's hilarious. That is absolutely hilarious.
It's a small world.
Man, in today's world, you cannot go somewhere and expect complete anonymity. You can't.
Well, especially if you're wearing your WSAU shirt.
Millions of people in town, and my uncle and cousin are on the seat across from us on the bus.
That is absolutely hilarious. Okay, so first of all, what was the temperature like?
I am a little bit sunburned from spending time in the pool at our hotel.
Good for 80, you.
80 and 85 for the 3 days that I was out there.
The most beautiful time. That's the perfect weather of Vegas.
By the way, you guys sucked at melting snow while I was away.
Well, we melted about a foot of it.
That's certainly true. You know? It's going to rain and be 50 this weekend, though, so we'll get rid of big chunks this weekend.
Okay. So, impressed? Not impressed? Did you like Vegas? Will you go back?
Well, people who've heard me talk about this was my alternative vacation because I really wanted to go to New Orleans. But Vegas is so much cheaper.
Yeah.
Vegas is the king of cheap airfare, cheap hotel, and they're happy if you drop $1,000 at their casino, by the way.
Vegas is cheap to get you there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You can be very expensive while you're there.
I played 3 pretty long rounds of blackjack, and the saving... You know what the bottom line is? If you gamble...
Yeah,
I heard this from the pit boss because the people—they're very friendly at the casino. They'd like you to—they'll explain the games to you. You're
absolutely
not clear on the rules.
Yes.
No problem there at all.
No. Nope.
The pit boss says 85% of all people who gamble are ahead, are holding the house's money at some point during their gambling session,
but not enough.
And then don't stop or eventually give it all back.
Yeah. That is exact. And see, the odds are is that I think for every dollar that the casino takes in, they pay back out about 98 cents. And that's great because 2 cents of every dollar, when you're dealing with billions of dollars that are flowing through, you're happy with
that. If you would have sat down at the table and won $150 or $200 in the first 20 minutes, you wouldn't have quit.
Sure.
You're there to play. You're there to have some fun.
The saving grace of my gambling was that my girlfriend, who I'm traveling with, I mean, I was on a schedule. She's arranged for the shows that we're seeing or the dinner buffets or whatever. So, I mean, I get a text message. I'm coming down to fetch you. So that's when blackjack ended and the show began.
The next time you go, you either have to go by yourself or with your male friends, and then you'll actually have more fun. Probably.
Then you have the good stories when you come back.
Right. Damn, I'm down $3,000. What the hell?
Yeah.
That's when you're in the coffee shop at 3 in the morning, nursing a Bloody Mary, going, what the hell just happened?
You're looking at your credit card going, there was so much on here before I came out here. What the heck happened to me?
Seriously, my gambling losses are less than $100.
You, sir,
so
came out.
That I got out of there with nothing.
You, sir, are a winner.
And
winner, winner, chicken
come back
dinner.
With so much spending money that I intended to lose.
Oh.
That I can now pay off whatever credit card, meals, expenses, things like that. So it was an inexpensive and enjoyable vacation.
So lunch is on you today.
Yeah.
Some weight so I get a girlfriend because I can't get one because I'm, you know, it ain't because it's just I can't get through the beginning of relationships, the part where you actually have to act like you like somebody, you know, the part where it's I love you, you love me, we love each other. No! You know why? Because that's the part where you end up doing things with women you've never had any intentions on doing in your whole life. You get in the shower, they get in the shower with you. Women, here's a little little advice on the getting in the shower with men. No, no, no. You know why we hate it? Because we'll never get wet. Because we end up in the back of the shower while y'all up under the hot water. We in the back putting dry soap on. Now we itching all day. Then when we get up under the water, you like this cold. Well, how the hell you think I felt back then? And then you, all you do is spend your whole time in the back of the shower dancing around her, and the only thing getting wet is your feet. And she has the nerve to say, would you do my back? I can't even get my front. And now you're dodging the shampoo and conditioner bottles, which fell in the tub. Now you're river dancing in the tub. I hate that.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.